taking a deep breath in and out. And as you breathe in pink and gold energy. And as you breathe out negativity, breathing in and out. We'll do something fun today as we begin our meditation. If you are in a place, comfortable seated position where you can do this, let's go ahead and bring your hands, palms together in front of your heart in the Namaste position. In this position, Namaste means I honor the God Goddess within you. I see the light in you. And so feel that from me to you and send that out to your world. So accept that, really that awakened state of I honor the God Goddess in myself and I send it out to all others. And breathe that acceptance of the divinity of yourself and all others into your body. Just breathe that in. And then we can open the palms up. So we keep the bottom of heels of the hands and the pinky and thumb touching. And we extend the fingers out, opening it to a kind of a cup. This mudra is called Lotus Mudra. And so you can look down into your hands and your fingers are spread. You can look down into your palm and it's palms that are touching are actually creating a cup or a flower of a sort. And what I'd like you to do is imagine that you are going to incorporate as above, so below. You're going to bring spiritual energy and wisdom in, and you're going to incorporate your physical and your spiritual world. So as you breathe in, send that lotus cup, that lotus flower up over your head. So you're lifting your arms up. And as you breathe out, bring it down to your heart center. So breathing in and lifting that lotus flower up over your head. And breathe out and breathing that down into your heart center. And so you're integrating the spiritual world with the physical world. Breathing in, up. And out, down. In, up. And out, down. In, up. Out, down. In, up, and out, down. And unholding that cup, that lotus mudra in front of your heart, receiving all of the spiritual wisdom, bring that into your physical, emotional, spiritual, mental body. And when you're ready, you can allow your hands to drop to your thighs. And you can have thumb and first finger touching. And you can leave those palms facing up to the universe, so facing up. And we're in the Dhyan Mudra, the Mudra of Infinity. All right, sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth, making the grounding cord nice and wide, setting the grounding cord on release, and beginning to release the excess energy in the body. Ooh. And we're talking about releasing all that mental confusion and stress and distress because we're healing the mental body today. So let's make sure that we've got maybe a little whirlwind or tornado. We're going to clear out all the what we need to know, and we're going to let that go, and we're going to naturally let all of our innate wisdom come in, fill in the spaces where we're busy as a bee trying to get stuff figure stuff out. So we're letting that figure stuff out down the grounding cord, and we're letting that innate wisdom just fill in that gold energy. Breathing in and out. Male bodies, ground your testes with a line of energy as wide as your wrist. Hollow in the center down to the center of the earth, and let's set those male glands on release and release aggression and competition. Female bodies, let's ground a line of energy from your right and left ovary through the perineum down to the center of the earth. Set the right ovary on release and the left ovary on release. And let's just let that rip. Let those ovaries and all the healing projects go. And we're all coming into right being and neutrality, ready to enjoy this healing meditation. A line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from the adrenals down to the first chakra and down to the center of the earth. And then setting the adrenals on release and releasing the adrenals. Very good. And let's just go ahead and bring the sciatic nerve, a connection from the sciatic nerve. Let's go ahead and ground that sciatic nerve into the adrenals. And just like a bucket of water, when you pull a cork out of the bucket of water, the water just naturally streams out of the bottom of the bucket. In the same way, we're going to plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals. And all the nervous tension, anxiety, and stress from the nervous system is just clearing out now. Let's go ahead and make an extra effort to clear out the nervous system. Let's take a little golden vacuum cleaner, and let's just vacuum out that lacy network of nerves. Maybe you can stick two little vacuum cleaners into the adrenals and have a suction, just suctioning out all of the lacy network of nerves. Or you're also free to just let that little golden Roomba, that robot, spiritual robot vacuum cleaner, to just roam your body and clear out any dark energy that might be congested in the pathways of the nervous system and the system of communication through the nerves. And it's vital that we clean out the nervous system. The nervous system, the skin, and the brain are formed from the same embryonic material. When we're developing as a little fetus, an embryo, we actually are having the same embryonic material form the skin, form the nervous system, and form the brain. And those are our intelligent communicators. That's where we really receive our information, through our skin, through our nervous system, and through our brain. And so it's really important that we keep the skin clear, the nervous system clear, and the brain clear for clear communication. So while we're cleaning out the nervous system, why don't we do a beautiful deprogram on the skin? And so just imagine a blue flame from the skin in. So from the outside of the skin in, we'll have just a little blue flame deprogramming all the skin and setting it back to clear communication. And then let's go ahead and also take a look at the nervous system. And the nervous system at this point should be a beautiful electric blue. So if you're looking at yourself kind of in your mind's eye, you're going to see like the invisible man in the science projects. The lacy network of nerves is lit up as an electric blue. Beautiful. All right, and let's pop up to the center of the head. And we'll be coming back here to work on the brain. But in the meantime, let's take a seat on our throne in our golden temple of silence. Oh, and what a beautiful golden temple of silence we have. Isn't your golden temple of silence amazing? It's a beautiful place to sit and enjoy yourself. If there's any excess cobwebs, if you haven't been up here for a while, let's go ahead and wash that out. You can take a vacuum cleaner, a spiritual fire hose, a broom. A hair blower might be a good thing to do. And let's just clean out the center of the head. And open a trap door out the back so any excess funk, we're just letting it go. And this would be also a perfect time to clear a pattern. So if you have an old pattern that resurfaces when something comes up, like an old way of being, and you actually know that it has nothing to do with present time, why don't you just imagine that's on a legal document, and let's just wash that out and see that go down the grounding cord. Let one old pattern go. You can just say bye-bye, never to return again. I love myself. I trust myself. I'm a hip chick or a happening dude. I don't need that pattern anymore. Just pat yourself on the back. You let it go. Close up the trap door. Now we're going to pop out the top of the head and pulling the aura into 18 inches around the body. Let's do a deep program on the outside edge of the aura. So that would be a cobalt blue flame on the outside edge of the aura. And today, let's use a golden sticky rose. So this is like a golden Velcro rose. Beautiful. The rose is kind of silky, that golden silky rose, and the stem is all Velcro. Maybe even the outside edge of the rose is Velcro. And let's go ahead and clean up the dust bunnies and fuzz balls that have collected in the aura as you've gone about your days and week. And so we just put that at the top of the head and let that spiral around the head, neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, and then all the way down around the waist, yeah, around the hips. Let's really clean that up. Some of you are having survival issues these days. Let's just clean out everybody else's information. So somebody told you it's a bad economy. You heard it on the news. You read it in the newspaper. Somebody's complaining. You know what? That's dust bunnies in your aura. Let's get them out. And it'll hover around your first chakra, around your hips. So really tune that up and vacuum that out. You don't need anybody else's information. You're not in a bad economy. You're in your abundant life. Let's clean that up. And then let that go all the way down around your thighs and under your bottom and behind your knees and in front of your knees. And really that ability to honor yourself, you're just stepping up more and more into this playground of joyful celebration, joyful life, bliss, 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 all the time. I kneel at the altar of myself. I honor myself. Let's just clear up around the shins, ankles, around the feet, under the feet. And really use this Velcro rose, this golden rose, to clean off the bottoms of the feet. Your soul understanding. You're preparing yourself to take your next steps in your mental body. Let's clean that up. I'm so proud of you. You're doing a great job. While you're down on your feet and you've cleaned off the soles of your feet with this golden sticky rose, go ahead and throw the sticky rose down the grounding cord. And let's go ahead and open those feet to earth energy. And you can imagine a 35 millimeter camera. The shutter in the lens there opens up to let the light in. Let's open up those feet chakras to earth energy. Earth energy is often seen as clay-colored or green. So let's open it up and bring earth energy up through the feet, through the ankles, through the shins and calves, through the knees, through the thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. Yeah, just let that all clear. Isn't it amazing? It just feels so good to clear those light channels. Really creating your next steps, taking your next steps, your ability to take your next steps. Again, that lake channel on the right, your ability to take your next steps in your outer world, in your outer life, in your business, in your career, in your financial life, maybe in your volunteer service, in, you know, that outer expression, maybe it's even in your church or community. Your left channel, lake channel, is really taking your next step in your personal, emotional, tender self, in your love life, in your intimate relationships with yourself and all others. So it's at that tender place, that emotional place, being able to step forward and really having that channel clear. Fantastic. It feels so, so good. You can even let that earth energy feel loving today. Just feel like your steps are just filled with love, and that earth energy becomes love to you. You become related to Mother Earth, and Mother Earth in the energy of love, not in suffering. So someone might have told you that Mother Earth is unhappy and that she's going through her crisis. But you know, Mother Earth has this amazing love energy available to all who live on her surface. And we get out what we put out. So we get back what we put out. So if you're giving love and thoughtfulness to Mother Earth, and you're willing yourself to be a blessing on your environment, your flowers or your plants or your garden is growing beautifully, Mother Earth is sending you love. Mother Earth is giving you love. And you know what? That's available to everybody, even people who don't have gardens, even people who haven't taken steps yet to be loving with Mother Earth. She has love for all of us. So let that energy, that green or clay-colored energy, be filled with love. So your steps, your lake channels, are opened to Mother Earth love. And it's coming all the way out, cleaning those leg chakras and all the way out through the hips. And you can actually even imagine those leg channels to be the entire legs this time. I mean, usually we see kind of hollow channels like a garden hose, a little bigger than a garden hose coming through. But I'd like you to imagine that Mother Earth energy, that love energy, clearing every cell in the legs right now. So it's more than just the leg channels. It's the whole legs themselves, the physical legs, are getting cleared by love from Mother Earth. Amazing. Amazing. And now that we're getting that really moving in our legs, find a place in the universe that makes you so happy, that's in affinity with you. That really feels like maybe it's just one step up from your own energy vibration, or a few steps up, but not so far out that you can't receive it. And let's bring a line of energy from that amazing, amazing, loving place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. So here we are, already starting on the brain. And in this place, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, it's an interesting location. So this is where a genetic entity is. Not important to know that name or understand that name, but what is important is to know that that is where your spirit and your body connect. When you were an embryo or a fetus and your spirit made its connection with the body and the spirit in the cells lined up and said, this is the body for this spirit, that's where that connection is, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. And it's about 1.5 inches round. And let's just go ahead and bring that energy in, that universal energy into the back of the head. And it's very, very close, by the way, for you who understand the brain a little or are curious. It's where our vision center is also. Very, very close there is where our brain interprets what our eyes receive. Our visual cortex is right back there. All right, bringing the line of energy into the back of the head and down through the neck, through the shoulders, through the arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and fingertips. And instead of just taking it through the channels, let's take it through all the skin and bones and muscles. And let's just clear everything out, the physical body, spiritual body, emotional body, mental body, meridians. Let's clear it all out. This is a deep, deep clean. I'm bringing more of that energy down through the back channels and through, literally through the back, through the muscles, the bones, the glands and organs that are related to the back. All the way down into the hips, all the way down into the hips. So we're even going to get the buttocks muscles, all four muscles, the skeleton, the spine, the sacrum, the hip bones. All of that is getting flushed out with this beautiful universal energy, bringing up through the belly, through the chest, and all the glands and organs are getting cleared out. Through the heart and the lungs and the ribs and the breasts and the pecs and through the neck, through the throat, through the chin, through the mouth and lips and everything in the head. Let's just flood that with this universal energy. It's so good for us. And right through the brain. And let's just have a nice whoosh of this beautiful spiritual energy through the brain. And we're really doing a spiritual shower from the inside out, cleaning every cell, every muscle, bone, joint, gland, organ, all the fascia. Everything is getting cleaned out with this spiritual energy. And you're actually beginning to tingle with this light energy. And we're ready to come back into the center of the head. And there you sit in the throne in the center of the head. And we're going to be saying hello to the glands and organs in the head. So we start with the pineal gland. And that you'll find if you kind of trace your ears into the center and then go back about 1 inch. So straight in through the ears and then back 1 inch back towards the back of the head. You're going to find your pineal gland. It's right about there. And let's go ahead and clean that up. So maybe we take that another one of those golden sticky roses and clean off any energy that isn't kind of a nice dark brown, a coffee bean gland. It's shaped like a coffee bean. That's what we're looking for. You can ground that gland with a line of energy. And of course, it doesn't need to be as wide as your wrist. We don't want to have the gland get sucked down the cord. That's a joke. It's not going to go anywhere. Set the gland on release, the pineal gland on release. And let's just let go of any interruption of that gland functioning at full force. You're doing an amazing job. Now that we've grounded that gland, let's set a gauge next to the gland and see where the function is. All right, and so you look at that gauge, and it can be like a thermometer, and let's just see if you're at 100%. I'm a really good sleeper and a good meditator, so my pineal gland is usually at 100% as it is today. But some of you may have interruptions in your body based on stress, and sometimes when women are going through hormonal changes, they have interruptions in their body. But you can actually work on this and even maintain equanimity in your sleep space if you work on this gland. So if it isn't at 100%, see if you can push that gauge up to 100%. All right. And if you need more time, you can pause the CD and work on it a little more. But for now, let's pulse a golden sun onto the pineal gland. Beautiful. And we're just sealing up the healing. And so it remains that nice kind of chocolatey or coffee bean brown gland. And hopefully you've gotten it up to 100%. For any of you that have an illness in the gland, let's go ahead and activate the stem cell that formed the gland. So if you were having difficulty with meditation and sleep, you can just say hello to the original stem cell that formed the pineal gland. And let's just ask the pineal gland to regenerate using this original stem cell. And you can even kind of feel a little bit of like a little cyclone in there regenerating the cells. Very cool. All right, that's wonderful. And you can always seal that up with a little pulsing golden sun. And then finally, if you find yourself just on a rare occasion not sleeping, you can imagine pressing with a spiritual finger on the pineal gland. If you imagine like pressing on the pineal gland for a couple minutes, the gland will release melatonin. Your spiritual body actually will cause the gland to work. So that is an option for you if you're having difficulty just on a rare occasion. You can just push with your spiritual finger on the pineal gland, and it'll turn on after a couple minutes. Fantastic. All right, and now we're going to move to the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus is kind of smack dab in the middle, just above the brainstem. And the beautiful, healthy functioning hypothalamus is often on the astral seen as gold, yellow, or like a very light lime green. I often see this as kind of a fountain that kind of extends up and out the top of the head. You can go ahead and put a gauge on your hypothalamus and just see what the function is of the hypothalamus. And if the gauge isn't at 100%, let's go ahead and push it up. If you'd like to, if it seems like it's quite low function, why don't you ground it and set it on release? If it's up at 90 or 100%, it doesn't need to be grounded. But if it's lower than that, just ground it down to the center of the earth and just push a release button on and release it. Very good. And then all of those of you who are working on that gauge, just push that gauge up to 100%. We want that working 100%. And while we're working on this now, we'll activate the seventh chakra. And that's related to the two glands that we've just been working on, the pineal gland and the hypothalamus. And so seeing either a 1,000-petal lotus coming out of the top of the head, or this 9 to 12-inch chakra cone that's spinning, should be gold or yellow. And just clear that line of communication from the pineal gland and the hypothalamus to the chakra or 1,000-petaled lotus. You're doing amazing. This is a big project. So you definitely want the energy centers in the head active so that that brain can really use all of your energy as well as all of the cellular work that we're doing. And we'll move now to the pituitary gland that produces the human growth hormone, our fountain of youth. And that gland often looks cobalt blue or green. Blue is the absolute best. Green is also excellent for the color of the gland. And it's in front of the hypothalamus. It's kind of like a little bird's, like a robin's egg. It's not so big. Let's put the gauge up and see where you're at with function on that. If your function is not in a real high range, go ahead and ground it. And let's drain off any dark energy or any dysfunction. So set it on release. Again, if you're up at 90 or 100%, it's just fine. You don't need to ground it. But let's ground it and release it if not. And then for those of you who are in a high range, go ahead and push it to 100%. And then once you've grounded it for all others, go ahead and work on that gauge. And for both the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland, you're also welcome to use the original stem cells to activate a healing. So if your hypothalamus did not come up to 100%, why don't you activate the original stem cell that formed the hypothalamus? And maybe you can feel it like that little Tasmanian devil running around, just turning everything back on and cleaning everything up. So that stem cell is just very, very active. It can move quite quickly and give new information about how that gland should be functioning. And also do that in the pituitary gland. And every time you do a healing, I'd like you to pulse a golden sun. That's just placing God energy on it. So we really like to seal things up with God energy, golden sun. And now we're going to activate the sixth chakra. Remember, that comes out of the brow center. It's about 6 inches out from the brow center and 6 inches out of the back of the head. And just see it spinning and active. A really beautiful, healthy color for the sixth chakra is like a peacock blue. And see that making that communication, the chakra energetic communication, is going through the center of the head. And it's connecting up with the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland. And while we're working on this, let's go to the cortex where we talked about right under the skull, those peaks and valleys, kind of those mountains and crevices, which is the outer part of the brain where communication takes place. And let's do a deprogram, which is a cobalt blue from the skull through the surface of the brain. And what we're basically doing is deprogramming any interruption in the flow of good communication. So we're not having it affect good communication other than enhancing it. We're just taking out all the interruptions. So that blue flame is flaming from the inside of the skull into those crevices and valleys and peaks. It actually should feel good. It's going to give you a little more room. Sometimes the space between the brain and the skull actually ends up being a little bit muddy or like pea soup ends up having funky gunk in there. As a matter of fact, let's burn it off. If you notice that it's kind of like tar between the cortex and the surface that reaches up to the skull, let's go ahead and take a golden sticky rose and clean up any black tar. Because you really want that sacred brain space there, your communication space, really clean, beautifully set for fine communication well into old age. Once you've done the deprogrammed blue flame, you've done the golden sticky rose, let's go ahead and imagine a little shower of hydration going into the brain and rehydrating, just like a spring shower or the first rain after a dry, hot season. And you're just imagining that that brain is just opening up to receive the hydration. And hydration is so, so important for brain, for the communication that happens between the neurotransmitters. And let's move into the center brain, the brain stem, and we'll just ground that, the reptilian brain, which is the instinctual brain. And let's set that on release. Beautiful. And then we're going to the emotional brain that's wrapped around it, kind of like a little fist over the top of the brain stem. And set that on release. So you can ground that and set that on release. And then we'll do the amygdala. I think that kind of looks like little balls or ram's horns, or there's something kind of on the sides of the emotional brain that I see. Kind of like balls to me. So let's ground that too with the emotional brain and the reptilian brain. And we'll set that on release. And all we're releasing is just the muddle and funk so that it can function well. And then the cortex, which we've addressed on the outer edge, but let's go ahead and ground the right and left lobe and clear that too. So we'll set that on release. And again, the right side, your creative brain, your left side is your logical brain. And we're also going to just imagine that we know where that connector is. There's actually only, I think, three connections between the right and left lobe. So there's very little communication. Those connectors need to be clear. So let's just state that your spiritual body knows how to do that. And let's see those connectors between the two brains clear. And we're setting the whole brain, and including the frontal lobe, the magical brain, on release right now. And as that's releasing, we're clearing all the muddle and funk, interruption in good communication out of the brain. And from the frontal lobe, we're just activating that miracle space, that space of being able to imagine and conceptualize beyond the logical brain. Some people call the frontal lobe the angelic brain for good reason. This is really out-of-the-box thinking. It's where, where the great composers and artists found their inspiration. Fantastic. And then we're going to the heart brain, and we're grounding the heart. And let's just take a stem cell from the heart, and let's just clear out and clean up those brain cells, those neurons in the heart, so they can function with full love, full energy, full mental brilliance, so that you're really aware of and in touch with that higher communication of love. And if you haven't already, just a line of energy grounding the heart down to the center of the earth and we're going to release any dark or negative energy. And let's go ahead, just like we did when we cleared the center of the head. If there's one pattern, one broken heart pattern that you could just put into like a legal document and throw it down the ground in court and say, I'm just really willing to let go of this one interruption in my love space, in my space of brilliance and communication. I'm more available than ever to understand my world with a loving heart, through loving eyes, through my loving arms, and through all of my ways that I perceive. I'm willing to have my heart be more open than it is at this moment, and more available to that magnificent gratitude, joy, and really the highest level of intelligence. And finally, let's bring a golden sun into the top of the head and bring that down and just seal up all of these healings. So the golden sun that you put at the top of your head, I want to be as big as a house. And I want you to bring that, just stuff it into your body. Just bring it into all the cells of your body so there's an ample amount of God energy, gold energy, to just fill you up. Fill up your fingers and toes, arms and legs, torso, neck, and head with gold energy. And you've gotten a gigantic healing today. This is a healing of regeneration, really bringing yourself into more mental clarity and a higher function from the head, from the brain, from the spiritual body, from the emotional body. It's all set at higher function now. Better sleep, better communication from cell to cell. And another golden sun, and there you sit as a handsome yogi or a beautiful yogini, cross-legged at the top of your head. And let's bring you down into your body and fill all the cells of your body. And bring yourself down into your feet and hands, arms and legs, torso, neck and head. And let's just imagine now your spirit is stretching out, filling out to the outside edge of the skin. And you're just doing this spiritual stretch from the inside out. And then go ahead and do a physical stretch and just stretch your toes and your hands. And what I'd like you to do is extend your fingers way out and extend your toes if you can. If they're not in shoes, let's stretch out. Stretch out your legs. Stretch out your back. Stretch out your neck and your head. Maybe, you know, roll your head from side to side, but really feel yourself as a spirit fully, fully embodied, better than you ever have been before. You're really, really clicking in present time. Spirit coming in and settling into the body in present time, and physical body coming into present time, remembering the healing, knowing all is well in the body. And breathing in and out. Rub your hands together in front of your heart, creating some spiritual energy, taking your right hand over your heart and your left hand over your right in a universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Affirm to yourself, I love myself. And just breathe that in and let that love seal this healing. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with mental clarity, high brain function, joy, abundance, bliss, celebration, and peace. Tatastu. So be it.